Good morning to you, Cam, in Edmonton. What about you, Cam?
I learned a few things with my car, actually. I learned how to change my brakes. I've got a Nissan X-Trail, and there's just so many forums on there.
Yep.
That they go step by step, they show you exactly what to do. So I changed brakes, rotors, pads, the whole lot.
Wow.
And saved hundreds of dollars. And then my aircon blew up. Well, it didn't blow up, it just stopped working.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, I'll have a look. And looked it up, and easy as, just found what to do, and it saved me about $1,000.
G'day, Nev in Gordonvale. Nev, School of YouTube. What have you learned from YouTube?
Yeah, it taught me how to change the strings on my flamenco guitar.
Nice!
I just needed to know how to tie the knots so that the strings wouldn't slip.
Yeah.
Great!
That's also a good one because, I mean, I have a guitar which I can't play very well, but you feel like you should know how to change your own strings. So going into a music store to say, can you change my strings for me? It's like, yeah, maybe you should do that yourself.
Was it hard to do? Was it hard to tie the knots, Nev?
No, easy as pie, actually. And once you've seen out, similar to a fishing knot. Yep. And a half hitches.
Jasmine on the line, what about you, Jazz? School of YouTube, what have you learnt?
I went to work there and I forgot my key to my locker,
okay.
My drawer.
Yep.
Yeah, and I really need to get my paperwork from the drawer. So I went to YouTube and Google how to open the drawer by using a pin.
Oh, so how to pick a lock.
Well done.
Yeah, pick a lock. Yeah. So it was great.
Thank you, YouTube.
Thank you, YouTube.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jazz.
Annalise in Edmonton at School of YouTube. What'd you learn?
I learned how to fix the seal on my bathtub. My husband had been not getting to that list of jobs.
Yes.
He went away for the weekend, and I got really frustrated, and I thought, I'm going to figure out how to do this. And the key was you had to fill up the tub with water.
Okay.
And then seal it.
Ah.
And then let the seal dry while the water was in it. Because what had been happening with his was as soon as the water went in, the weight made the seal break.
Ah.
So I'm very proud to say that my seal has lasted years.
Well done, Annalise. Is it, you're talking about silicon seal around the bath?
Yep.
Yep. Well done. Good on to you.
And still so proud. Yep.
And do you shove that in your partner's face?
I try not to.
I'm very humble.
Lovely Linda in Cora Beach School of YouTube. What'd you learn?
Well, you know, like over Christmas when you've got a house full of people and the dishwasher breaks down?
Yeah.
Oh, always.
So, I actually learned how to fix a dishwasher.
Oh, really?
Did you? Yeah. Like, take it apart?
I had to pull parts of it out and actually managed to get it all sorted and back running again. So, yeah, it's working like a dream. It's been 3 years now with no problem.
Thank you, YouTube.
Look at that. Stephen Yorkies, what about you, mate? What's YouTube taught you?
Mate, after having to save face because I put the dog's bedding in the washing machine,
yes.
I had to learn how to dismantle the pump 3 times because it continually blocked. And that didn't work. So I had to actually take the tub out and get all the fluff from around the tub.
Have you, since that day, have you put the dog bed in the washing machine again?
Oh, come on, Icky. No.
You only make that mistake once.